It's no wonder the TV stations, the TVs and the radio stations are all after us. We are so good. I wonder why you left. I wonder why you left. You didn't laugh. You did. You did. But now we're in for a treat. I did have to twist this little lady's leg a little bit to get her to come up here and share her thoughts. But she is just a bubble of sunshine and love. And, you know, in a thought pattern like this, we're not told what we need to believe. We're not told what we need to say. We're just bathed in love. And when that happens, you get these thoughts and feelings that you want to share. But they're so private, it's hard to do it for the first time. You know, if you're going to go out and give a lecture, if you're mathematician, you want to get out there and explain how the numbers work, that might make you a little bit nervous. Would it make you nervous when you got out there to talk about your law for the first time? Yes, I should think so. But not like when you're going to talk about something so special to you as your love and your God connection and the way you feel about you and life and how you're blending and how you see it to be. And it's precious. It's precious. So I twisted her arm just a little, and she's going to share her thoughts with us tonight. And that is our Connie Marriott.
Thank you, Millie. So, I took the easy way out. And instead of talking about something that's just heartfelt, I have to also talk about something that I talk about on a daily basis. When I was thinking about my subject tonight, I decided to share about a recent discovery of my prayer technique. And I realized that I came to this decision in a way that a lot of my patients decide to floss. You see, I'm a dental hygienist. Yes, Gloria. Gloria's an awesome flosser. I cleaned her teeth yesterday. So I decided to talk about two things that are close to my heart, praying and flossing. Life is full of choices. And the choices that we make determine how quickly we learn our lessons. If you floss daily and well, you'll have a healthy mouth. If you pray daily, you'll have a healthy soul. When I say the word pray, you have a mental picture that pops into your head. Maybe a memory from childhood, or a time when you seriously needed God's help, or maybe a moment in church. But you have a picture when I say the word pray. You probably also have a feeling associated with the word pray. It might be sorrow, or gratitude, or joy. Most words will conjure up a feeling and a memory. Now, how about the word floss? Yep, we all have definite feelings about the word floss. I don't want to. It hurts. I'm too tired. What about a flossing memory? Usually it's a funny story from childhood or a memory from a dental office. But the point here is we have a memory and a feeling associated with the word pray and the word floss. So let's go back to our childhood. That's where most of our memories come from. As a kid, you probably learned to pray because your parents taught you. They took you to church where you learned protocols and expectations were set. And this was done because your parents wanted you to become well-rounded spiritual adults. Or you could be like me, and I never really prayed until recently. It's not because I was never exposed to prayer or because I didn't understand it. It's because I chose not to. As a child, I went through the motions at church. As an adult, I went through the motions at church to get by. As an adult, I didn't see the value. My personal issue is, if I cannot commit to something and do it regularly and well, I may not commit at all, especially if I don't see the value. Now, for those of you that pray regularly, you're probably scratching your heads and go, what's she talking about? I can't relate to this. I'm sure you're saying, what's the big deal? Just pray. Just do it. It's simple. How can you not see the value? But there's 100 excuses. I'll do it later, tomorrow. I'm not focused. I don't have the time. One very important fact about us as individuals is we will never, never do something regularly until we've decided that it's important. When something is important to you, you will do it, period, end of story. When we recognize the value in something, it becomes important. What is the value of prayer? When we pray, we're connecting to God. We feed our souls. We feel better. But until we take that first step to pray, how do we know? I would imagine that most of you are connected to social media in some way, and I'm sure that you've seen prayer requests. I used to say mentally, I'll pray tonight for those requests. That didn't work out so well. I rarely did, and then I felt bad because I didn't follow through. Then one day, I decided to do it differently. While I was scrolling through Facebook, I came across a prayer request, and I stopped right then and right there. I took a whopping 10 to 15 seconds, and I said a heartfelt prayer. Did you know that you can say 40 words in 10 to 15 seconds? When you pray, doesn't it make you feel better? It does. It does for me. I let go of the little things in my life that are annoying, and I send love to someone in need. It always puts the issues in my life in perspective and makes me grateful. Now I have new memories associated with praying, and they're better, heartfelt, grateful, peaceful. I am more present on my spiritual path because I made a different choice. What about flossing? The difference between praying and flossing is you won't be called out for not praying because only you and God will know. But if you're not flossing, you will be called out, probably by someone like me, your dental hygienist. I want to put that statement into perspective, being called out. When you go to your dental office to get a cleaning, you are paying them to do several things. One is to clean your teeth, and two is to tell you, inform you of any problems that they find. You are paying them to hear the state of your mouth. Just remember that. You're paying to be called out. So let's talk about flossing. if you didn't grow up flossing, why would you do it now? There's 100 excuses not to. I don't have time. I didn't hear that. It's too hard. I don't know how. Then one day something changes, the light bulb goes off, and voila, flossing now has value. You've decided it's important. That is when you will floss regularly. You will listen to your hygienist and really hear her, learn the best techniques, and have a healthier mouth, which in turn helps with your overall health. When the time is right, you will floss. When the time is right, you will pray. When you have decided that flossing is important, you will do it. When you have decided praying is important, you will do it. Interesting, isn't it, how the two words, flossing and praying, are somewhat interchangeable. When you floss, you take care of your overall health. When you pray, you feed your soul. Bacteria grows daily on your teeth. Flossing takes it down. Everyday stresses build up. Praying takes them down. Yes, flossing and praying are somewhat interchangeable. I want to let you in on a little secret, a flossing tip. You got here just in time, Spencer. Awesome. Now pay attention, it's an important flossing tip. I call it the hygiene fake out. Gums heal in 4 days. 4 days. So, floss for 4 days with good technique before your next cleaning, and your hygienist will praise you. So, I challenge you. Apply this technique to prayer as well. Pray every day for 4 days, and you will be amazed at how you feel. Floss every day for 4 days, and you will be amazed at how much your gums improve. On a side note, because I'm a dental hygienist, if anyone has any questions about dentistry, I'm free to consult. Come to me. Anyone in the church, call me, come to me. I am happy to explain things and help you in any way I can. I can't provide services, but I can answer questions, and I'm a good teacher, so please feel free to come to me with any questions. So in closing, remember, life is full of choices and lessons, both spiritual and physical. So choose to floss and choose to pray, caring for the body and feeding the soul. You can make a new memory a better memory by making a different choice. So, floss, pray, and love. Thank you.
Connie, thank you, honey.